The Crucified Life. I first need to establish what I mean when I use the phrase the crucified life. A variety of phrases have been used since apostolic days to define the subject. Phrases such as the deeper life, the higher life, the holy sanctified life, the spirit-filled life, the victorious Christian life, the exchanged life. But after looking at some of the literature produced on this topic, none seems to be any deeper, higher, holier, or more spirit-filled than common run-of-the-mill Christianity. For some, the phrase seems to be merely a catchphrase. Strange inconsistency. What I mean by the crucified life is a life wholly given over to the Lord in absolute humility and obedience, a sacrifice pleasing to the Lord. The word crucified takes us back to what Christ did on the cross. The key verse for this is Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. From the natural standpoint, the crucified life is burdened with contradictions. The biggest contradiction, of course, is the phrase itself, crucified life. If a life is truly crucified, it is dead and not alive. But how can a person be dead and alive at the same time? Being dead and yet alive is one of the strange inconsistencies of the life established for us by Jesus dying on the cross. But oh, the blessedness of these seeming inconsistencies. Scriptural proof. This study does not advocate any kind of Christian experience not based squarely on the plain teachings of the Scripture. Everything taught in this study must square with the entire Word of God. Anybody can prove anything by piecing together isolated texts. What is the teaching of the entire Word of God? That is the question that must be considered. Too much of contemporary Christianity is borrowed from the philosophy of the world and even other religions. Phrases and mottos that on the surface look great, but are not rooted in Scripture, or that mostly bolster one's self-image. Whatever the teaching might be, or whoever the teacher might be, we must strongly demand scriptural proof. If such proof cannot be presented, then the teaching must be rejected out of mind and out of hand. This may sound legalistic, but it is one of the absolutes that is part of the Christian experience. The Christian lives and dies by the book. I am not advocating in this study anything that cannot be proved by Scripture. And I do not mean just a verse here and there, but by the whole counsel of God. We believe in the whole Bible, not bits and pieces. The whole Bible supports the idea of progressing toward spiritual perfection in our Christian lives. Spiritual perfection is what the Apostle Paul longed for and spoke about. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Philippians 3:12.